From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president says ISIS cannot destroy us. U.S. President Barack Obama expressed confidence those opposing Islamic State will prevail and said he thinks there will be significant progress in that effort by the time he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released Monday, President Obama called Islamic State a virulent, nasty organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
The president stressed that the worst damage the militants could do to the United States if people changed their way of life and values. An Afghan provincial official took the extraordinary step Sunday of imploring Kabul on Facebook to send help immediately, warning southern Helmand province was in danger of falling to the Taliban. Deputy Provincial Governor Mohammad Jan Rasulyar said at least 90 Afghan security force personnel had been killed in 2 days of fighting. He said he'd been unable to connect with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in any other way. South Asia analyst Jonah Blank of the RAND Corporation told VOA's Victor Beatty the use of social media in such a way is not unprecedented in Afghanistan.
The former head of Afghan intelligence also took to Facebook recently to express his displeasure with the government's approach.
Just last week, in a visit to the South Asian country, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter warned of a deteriorating security environment. This is VOA News. A NATO spokesman has confirmed that a suicide bomber on a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram Airfield, killing six NATO soldiers and wounding three others. Michael Lawhorn, a spokesman for NATO's Resolute Support Base in the Afghan capital of Kabul, told VOA that an investigation is underway into the midday blast. The base is the largest U.S. military facility in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. Iran is complaining that new U.S. travel restrictions on four countries, including Iran, violate the nuclear deal with six world powers. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the U.S. will now have to get one if there are also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan. The U.S. says they are known to have sponsored terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. will fully adhere to its commitments under the nuclear deal. The Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, has banned embattled President Sepp Blatter and his one-time protege from the sport for 8 years. Lisa Schlein has more on this story from Geneva.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter was in a combative mood when he faced journalists shortly after he received word of his suspension by the Ethics Committee.
I'm sorry that I am, as president of FIFA, this punching ball, and I'm sorry for football. I regret that I'm this punching ball there.
FIFA's Ethics Committee found Blatter and UEFA President Michel Platini guilty of ethics code breaches regarding an unauthorized payment of $2 million by the president of FIFA to Platini. Swiss prosecutors are conducting a criminal investigation into these allegedly illegal payments. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
FIFA's been involved in scandal after 14 FIFA officials were arrested in Zurich in May and charged in the United States. The ban will likely derail Platini's bid to succeed Mr. Blatter when elections are held in February. India's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to keep a young man in prison. Now, he was one of six males who brutally raped a young woman. Court said Monday, under the present law, detention cannot be extended beyond 3 years. Sunil Mathok was a lawyer for the petitioners.
As far as juvenile is concerned, one is detention and the other is rehabilitation. As far as detention is concerned, the court is constrained because there is no clear legislative sanction. In the absence of that, the juvenile cannot be detained.
23-year-old Jody Singh died of severe organ failure after suffering internal injuries and brain damage in the savage gang rape in December of 2012. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.